for those of you investing right now, we are at a flip of the coin moment. We will see what happens in Hong Kong. Depending on how that goes, I have a feeling that our stock prices, our portfolios are going to be going up or going down. So do you stay in the market? Do you pull out of the market right now? It's an interesting question. We'll talk about that and a lot of other things today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. I've been seeing a lot of reviews of this show talking about how not all the topics are relevant, but you still find value in them. And I just want to say thank you for all those who have left recommendations on Facebook, who have shared the show, have reviewed the show on iTunes. It really helps get the word out and it helps, you know, jump us up in the algorithms. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing the show with a friend. I also appreciate you joining the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HGBT in the memo field, and you'll get a mug. You'll get a laser engraved Fight Laugh Feast pint glass while supplies last. And I hear there are some still, so jump on that. This time is now, or you won't get the pint glass. You'll just get the mug. You can get the mug. And I believe you get the pint glass for any of the levels, any of the tiers. You get the mug for all the tiers, that's for sure. And you're also supporting us and you get tons of great content as well. So please go over and do that. Put in HGBT in the memo field and you'll get way more value than just not putting that in. If you have any questions, comments, you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. We'll get to the investing in a second, but I wanted to talk a little bit. It kind of plays off of what we were talking about yesterday about finding a cultural fit in a company, looking for employees that are going to not just believe in or think it's cool what you guys are doing, your vision, your goals and all that, but someone who can actually buy into it and the performance of those employees versus somebody who doesn't fully commit to the vision, to the culture of your company or vice versa. If you don't fit into the culture or vision of the company you're working for, how production just goes way down because just you are willing as an individual to sacrifice, to put in more work, to perform at your highest levels when you do believe in the vision, when you do believe in the goals. So I was thinking about this, that just the culture that we have in the United States, and it's really sad because I was listening to the Cross Politics show. It was a fantastic show. And I know a lot of you listen to that show as well. And you know this about Chocolate Knox, that he has gems of gold. And one of those gems he dropped last episode, like he so often does. And he said basically this is why you have to shut Christianity down, referring to the Chinese persecution and how they are trying to shut down the Christian churches and persecute them. He said, this is why you have to shut Christianity down, because it kills gods. Oh, that was so good. It kills gods. It kills gods in my own personal life. It kills gods in the nations. It kills gods in our churches. It kills the gods everywhere else because Jesus is Lord. Amen. But as I was going to post that and I was saying, man, that's my brother, David, dropping a gem of truth. And the first thing I thought, when this is so sad, that I was going to get crap from people on social media because I'm a white guy saying something about a black guy and how he's my brother. And I don't mean that in the skin sense that he's a black brother, but I mean that in he is my brother in Christ. And I was just thinking about that more, about how skin color is so irrelevant. All of our diversified characteristics, the diversity that we have, is so shallow compared to the brotherhood, the family of Christ. And it doesn't matter skin color, culture, or wherever you are in this world, that if you are in Christ, you are a brother and sister with us. And I'm just so thankful for him and the relationship we have. We talk a lot on the phone and we have a really great relationship and he is a brother to me. And I take it as a huge privilege to some kind of way be in this fight with him. And I wanted to apply that to business. And this is what I was thinking about. Like, if you are finding issues with, you know, conflict resolution problems, or you're not finding resolution, that people aren't coming together, you're not finding synergy, then you should be establishing the gospel in your workplace. And I'm not necessarily saying preach the gospel, although there probably is times for that, but establish that through your actions, through how you speak graciously to people, through how you try to problem solve, how you try to seek resolution, how do you try to find common ground, how you try to find allies to accomplish a project. If you could do it in the wise, gracious way that Christ does in our own lives to reconcile us to him, to unite us to him, to create these relationships that we have with other brothers and sisters, if you can establish that, if you can establish those values, those actions, those attitudes, those things that aren't necessarily tangible, but just where your heart is going to make a big difference. If you can be a leader in that, then you're going to be more successful. Your team's going to be more successful. And the people that look up to you as a leader are going to be more successful as they adopt the characteristics of the gospel, even if they don't know it or not. And when they do, that is when it is going to open the door for you to be able to actually preach the gospel. So establish the gospel. Now, I want to talk about investing for a little bit with this Hong Kong thing going on, because it, to me, it seems like this is the big news going on. There's a protest in Russia going on right now. There is, you know, some fighting between Trump and the silent Fed to see what the Fed is actually going to do, which on a side note, it kind of seems to me that the Fed is still like they're updating their ways that they are determining the health of the economy and if they should raise or lower rates. But it seems to me that they're still basing it on the United States as a whole for the most part, at least weighted substantially. But to me, in a globalized era, for lack of a better term, in the globalization that we are in today, that when you see everybody else lowering rates, you should probably be doing it too for the reasons that Donald Trump has talked about. But anyways, I want to talk about this China thing, because to me, it seems that depending on what the regime in China do, the Communist Party does, is going to either send our stock market up or it's going to come sending it farther down. I know if you've seen the pictures, they have sent an army basically into a soccer stadium inside of Hong Kong waiting to squash these protesters. Now, you've heard about what's going on with the protest. You can look into it more. You can actually listen to the last Cross Politics show where they'll go into the details. But I just want to tackle this from a market perspective. Hong Kong is the moneymaker for China. If China does not have the capital, the innovation in Hong Kong, China is going to go into a depression, not a recession. They will go into a depression. Their economy is already retracting. They already have to falsify their numbers because they aren't as good as they seem. And they have a lot of pride, I think, goes into it too. Even when their economy is going well, they always try to overinflate it. They even have cities with nobody living in them to boost GDP for the country. And China has a problem. They have these protests going on. They want freedom. And then, so they have this choice. Do they go in and squash the rebellion, which is like 1/7 of the population, I believe the first day went out and protested. 1/7 of the population. That's insane. There's nothing ever been like that. Do you go in and quash the rebellion? And what would happen is if they send in their armies into Hong Kong, all of the capital would flee, or they would confiscate it and the production, the innovation would go away. And their golden goose would be cracked. It would be broken. It would be Humpty Dumptied off the wall. Or do they let it go on? Do they let the protesters win? They keep their freedom. And then they have the other billion people on the mainland to worry about. Because what if the billion people want their freedom? Then China might go into a situation where they overthrow the communists. And they have that to think about too. So in my opinion, if they go in and invade Hong Kong, which is likely they will, because they don't want to overthrow their regime, they want to stay in power. And a billion people is too many people to control. When that freedom message spreads to the mainland of China, they could be overthrown. And they need to figure out how to to squash this so that doesn't happen, to keep that from happening, to keep the message of freedom from happening. And so what they are threatening to do with putting that army in the stadium in Hong Kong is to go and take it out and do a military law, establish a military arm, which is going to scare all of the capital away, scare all the investment away, because they will start being under the same rules as China. If that happens, the stock market is going to crash. If somehow there can be some resolution where Hong Kong gets to keep their status as a separate but part, a separate government but still part of China, then I think our portfolios and our stock market is going to skyrocket, because that means that China is still going to have their goose egg. China itself, one of the biggest economies in the world, is not going to go into a crazy depression. It has ramifications through all of us. So should you be buying right now on this dip, or should you be holding back and waiting for it to go further down? It all depends on what China does in Hong Kong, in my personal opinion. But regardless of what you do, be investing in companies that are strong, that are really healthy, and in the long run, you'll be okay. But where you can make your most money is going to depend on this coin flip. What does China do? So be watching, check it out on Twitter. Now let's go out and be successful together. God bless.